ஹோலா ஹவுடி ஹலோ. ஸோ கிரீட்டிங்ஸ் ஃபோக்ஸ், திஸ் இஸ் சரண நாராயணமூர்த்தி அண்ட் வெல்கம் டு த மைண்ட் பிஸ்னஸ். இன் திஸ் எபிசோட் ஆஃப் பாட்காஸ்ட் வி ஆர் ஹியர் டு லிசன் டு சம்திங் தட் இஸ் அ லிட்டில் க்ரூஷியல் பட் சம்திங் தட் வி ஜென்ரலி டோன்ட் கெட் இட். தேர் இஸ் அ சேயிங் தட் ஆக்சுவலி கோஸ் பை, த மோஸ்ட் ஃபியர்ஸ் சோல்ஜர் இஸ் ஆஃபன் த மோஸ்ட் வல்னரபிள். வாட் இட் ஆக்சுவலி மீன் இஸ், இன் அவர் டெய்லி லைஃப் வி மீட் அ லாட் ஆஃப் பீப்புள், சம் ஆஃப் ஹூம் ஆர் வெரி எம்பதட்டிக் and some who are cold, some who actually care a lot about other people, and some who don't really look like they care. But if you actually go deep down, it is the ones who are cold, those feel the deepest emotion, because deep down they are the people who actually chose to hide their emotion or to actually use a guard over it so that they either do not get hurt, or in other words, they simply seem like they do not care. But why is this even there, or how did it come to activation? So today in this episode we are going to explore more about why this happens or how it happens and how exactly you can handle it or make the best out of such situations. So without any further ado, let us get started. So if you actually understand it right, when we say cold, we actually mean people who do not showcase their emotions. Or in other words, these are people whom, when let's say someone is suffering, tends to maybe do something about it but not really console them with kind words. They are people who do not express their emotions or showcase as if they do not need someone who can express their emotions for them. So why does it happen, or how do people like this even exist? These can be people who are either your parents or your partners or your best friend or someone whom you just met on the street but actually left an impact on you. So, if you actually go on deeper to understand their psyche level, they are ingrained with a certain belief systems. It can either be case one, wherein they think showcasing emotions makes you feel weak. Or, when you actually showcase emotion, people think you do not have it in you to withstand the fierce factors that life throws around you. Or, they might have been the person who actually cared for someone and would have gotten hurt very badly. Or, they would have loved someone who actually left them for something else or someone else. Or in other worst cases, they would have been someone who has actually experienced a heightened amount of internal or in-house trauma that actually kept them shut down from anything and everything, thereby making them always have second thoughts when they trust someone. So, these being a general factors, there are also a few more things with which actually you can maybe generally identify them with. So these are people who experience emotions very deeply. So people who actually speak a lot about emotions, many times, though they are extremely sensitive, or they might be someone who are, I mean, they have taken so much aback when even they feel a little sort of inconvenience, or even who actually cry their heart out, even with a little hurt for their loved ones or for their near and dear ones. They are people who actually feel emotions either on the surface or are quick to move from one emotion to the other. So let's say if there is a big event today, the emotion that they face will be entirely different from the emotion that they face tomorrow, because they showcase their emotions or express it outside, which actually reduces the intensity and thereby reducing the impact. But the ones who are cold, who do not showcase these expressions or their emotions, actually have a lot more bottled inside them, which makes it, let's say, more deeper to experience and also enticing, because it is going in deeper and deeper into themselves and not really going out. So it is just like a very normal phenomenon. When you hold something inside, the pressure keeps building up. But when you let something out, it actually goes on. The pressure is extremely lesser. The same goes both for positive emotions and negative emotion. This is why people say, if you actually have a cold person in your life, in your closest fraternity especially, either as your parent or as your partner, you're the most lucky anyone can ever get. Because these are the people who love you so unconditionally and maybe sometimes have trouble expressing it because they're not brought out or brought up in the way that normal people actually have. And when I define normal people, I'm not mentioning people who are emotional. These are people who actually know how to find a center spot. So people who express emotions in a grave situation, who do not actually compress it, and the ones who actually know when to compress their anger. But even if you take the most sensitive people or the most colder ones, they do not do either of it. So, this being said, so if there are such people in your life, how do you actually handle it, or how do you actually try to get over it? Or if it is your partner or your parent, how do you actually help them overcome it? The only way, or the best ways that I've actually seen people do it, or the best ways in which it is actually most effective and the most healthier, is to build trust with a better and a more deeper and intensive connection. So if it's someone whom you deeply care about, show them more often how much you actually care about. So for the starters, you might actually feel like the relationship or the parental thing is more like a 90-10 or an 80-20. But trust me, it is not about what is on the surface, but more about how deep the roots grow. You might be thinking you're showcasing more on the surface, but you're not getting something out. But trust me, even if you give in 10%, you're actually gaining 20% on the root. Because when someone is cold, it just means they've just either undertaken so much, or they have gone through so very much, or they actually have a very deeper mental sensation that stops them from showcasing it or expressing it. They just have trouble communicating it, but this doesn't mean they have trouble loving you. They are the people who know the best, who know the value in the most sensible way, who actually know the worth of something. So, the next time when you actually meet someone cold, if you actually try to want them in your life, or if you try to have them closer, or if it's someone whom you love, try building a deeper connection. Be there for them when they need it. Be there for them through the step of the way, until you actually reach out a point where they open up to you. And when they do, trust me, no one can shower you with so much love as they do. Be it a parent or a sibling or a best friend or your partner or anyone whom you love. And if you meet someone this way, who is not actually in your own close proximity, or who is not in your centralized circle, just don't be hard on them. Just be a little kind. Just show a little more empathy. Because trust me, I don't know if you can actually hurt a sensitive person more than for one day, but the little things you do pierce these people's hearts so deep that you won't even imagine. For you, it might be just a joke that you cracked. For you, it might be just a word that you just don't give a second thought to. Just a word that slipped to your mouth while you were crossing your street. But those words hurt them in ways that you can't even imagine. Because for them, everything is about depth. Everything is about taking things personally. Not every time they actually do it willfully, but that is how the mind pattern picks it up. So, here you go. Show kindness, show love. And nothing can actually surpass things that would actually make a difference. And that is your words. And more than your words, your action. Just your action of being there for someone and actually telling them you care for them. You don't need to move mountains. But if you give them a trust that you will be there standing right before the mountain with them when they actually wanted to move the mountains, trust me, they'll show you wonders. By actually moving the mountain that you never even dare to go near to. So with this thought and with this little smile of kindness, I leave you here until we meet in the next episode. So until then, signing up for now, Saranya Narayanamurthy.